Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed, and know that miracles are all around you, and you're going to see it and you're going to know it. But God said, I make thee a favorite right. And you're going to find that you're going to rise in power and you're going to rise in authority. For the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to begin to expand your intellectual and your spiritual horizon. And you're going to learn more even in this season. You're going to learn more spiritually. You're going to learn more things about the world, but also about yourself. And you're going to find that the Spirit is going to bring you a real favorable opportunity or even a flash of insight. But you're going to be opened up unto the Spirit. You're going to see things, yea, even in the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to give you the ability to shed light on some kind of domestic or matter surrounding the home. For the Lord says unto thee that even from around about the 13th of the month of September to around about the 26th of October, that's going to be a season where the Lord says, I'm going to give you extra energy, extra power, extra authority, and this is going to allow you to be able to move forward with some new projects as you're going to be able to attract the help that you need. And yet God says unto thee that during that season, don't be overly pushy or arrogant. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're going to be doing maybe travel or study, or you're going to do some cultural activities as well. I can tell you that from around about the 20th to around about the 28th of the month of September, God's going to give you the ability to usher in some new friendships or opportunities and to be able to make a wish come true. And yet, Father says, protect your health around the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, because there could be some challenging things around you, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you in this month of September. This is the season to begin to balance family and office. For Father God said, this is the season where you're going to begin to take the opportunity to choose family over your work. But Father God says, yes, career and major changes on the career front are important. Your Father God says, in this season, as you select family and begin to bring your priorities into order, Father God says he's going to send a blessing in the workplace. I also hear Father God saying it's kind of seemingly that you're the social bee. This month, a lot of many activities are going to be calling. Your Father God says this is the season where you're going to find partnerships, friendships, and groups calling for your assistance. And God says he's going to give you the wisdom and the discernment. I hear Father God saying the date of September 27th, God says mark it on your calendar, because Father God says there will be an invitation that you don't want to refuse. I hear Father God saying many blessings will come with this invitation. I further hear Father God saying, when dealing with family and or a partner in this season, Father God says, if someone seems a little picky, a little bit on the edge, Father God says, do not become frustrated. Father God says, begin to be the assistant that God has sent you to. Father God says, agree to disagree. Father God says, cooperation is a key word in this season. And I hear Father God saying, lend an ear in this season. Father God says, it'll be very important, paramount, to listen in this season, for in your listening, you'll understand. And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to have a guardian angel. For Father God says he's already dispatched a guardian angel for you. For Father God says he's going to lead and guide you concerning some financial things this month. And I hear Father God saying around the 21st of the month, I hear Father God saying there's going to be an individual, you're going to be very influential in their decisions concerning some things financially and investment-wise. So Father God said, peace be still and know that this is a month that he's ordained to bring breakthrough, to bring favor, and to bring laughter back into the home. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Dear friend, now listen, I want you to stay tuned, because the prophetic team is about to come forth and further give you what thus saith the Lord. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
God bless you, Sister LaTanya. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you that there's going to be a promotion and elevation for you. I hear God says that there's a testing that you're going through, but it's seasonal. God says for you to prepare yourself for the elevation. God says do not allow doubt to come in. God says to watch your words in this season and your emotional, and be careful of who has your ear. And God says that there's much that he's going to do. I hear God says there's an expansion, entrepreneurship, and God says that he's pushing you forth. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to trust in him in this season. God is saying for you not to step out there on your own. I hear God saying that he's going to reveal something to you that's going to bring much prosperity. But God is saying for you to have patience, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord coming unto me saying, this is a time of change and transition for you. I see turnarounds for you. I see God bring you forth to the forefront. I see a restoration in the family. I see God bringing forth healing and wholeness to your mind and greater structure around you at work or in the workplace, in your business. And God said, this is a time that you're going to begin to take on new challenges. Bold moves are going to come forth, and you're going to take on the opportunities as they come to you. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Latanya. I hear the word of the Lord say to you, elevation. I so agree with the words of the Lord from the prophets that have spoken for her. Father God saying, time is on your side, woman of God. Don't make any hasty decisions. I do hear Father God saying, pack the boxes for the move. For Father God says, what you've been praying for is praying for you. And I just hear Father God saying, do take more risk in this season. For I hear Father God saying, this is a season where even educational favor is upon thee. God says, your education is not over. Father God says, look beyond what's being presented. And I hear Father God say, be open to endings and completions. There's more powerful doors at hand. God says, worship where you're at and get ready for the elevation. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Latanya. Real estate matters. I bless the end. Work, I bless you. Money is going to be made. Money is going to be coming in. God says, go ahead and start that foundation, that organization, that foundation, that organization, something surrounding your daughter, a foundation. For the Lord says, I give thee power in this season, and this power shall produce an anointing, and the anointing shall produce the unexpected. And God said, I'm going to bless you. Something surrounding technology and what you do is going to be amazing. Something that's going to be very lucrative, for this is a good season for you. A good season for thee. For I will bring you into a time of much increase. I bring you into a season of abundance. I bring you into a season where nothing shall deny thee. Exercise your faith, and I will do a new thing in thee. But I'm touching real estate. God bless you, Sister Latanya. Peace.